If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
From the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monks would be popping tonight, by the way, because Giants, they're red hot. And by the way, we got the national championship game tonight for men's college basketball. Shout out to the women's side. UConn getting it done over South Carolina. You big Gino Auriemma guy?
I mean, he's okay.
He's okay. He's one of the best of all time.
Well, he can get a little preachy at the podium.
Okay, a little salty.
It's like, Gino, you've had every recruit you could possibly have for the last 20 years.
Spies on.
I mean, you didn't lose a game for like 3 years.
I know. It was insane. That was like during when I was in high school, and they just, the UConn women's team would not lose. It was insane. So they get the job yesterday.
I'd like to see him. I'm being 100.
Thank you. That's actually, play that one more time.
3-1. They could have been 1-2.
Shout out math. There you go.
Now, like, if he wants to go to Tulane and try to, you know, bring them up, then I'll be a little more impressed.
Okay. Well, what was the UConn women's team prior to Gino Auriemma, I think would be the argument, right? We're off on a tangent here.
I'm just saying.
You can watch all these things
great.
On Laughing Monk.
He's great. I'm not denying it.
Laughing Monk.
Like,
all right.
I'll stick with Tara.
You want to? Okay, that's fine. All right. You want to?
Gino's great. I'm not denying that.
Do you want to go get some linguine there? Some lobster linguine?
I'm
and go
down
do
with that.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's do that. Giants, they're red hot. We're going to talk about Giants. Everyone's waking up this morning. Wait. The Warriors lost. The Giants keep winning. Yeah. We're going to talk to Dave Fleming in about 20 minutes here, voice of the San Francisco Giants. Talk some of them. The orange and black attack is back, baby. That was three rhymes in a row. Do you like that?
We'll get into yesterday's game and then Saturday's. Friday. Can we relive Friday?
Yeah, how about you tell me about it, because you were there in person.
So was Carter. So was Sam.
Wow. I guess okay. I was left out. It's fine. It's cool. No, it's a big deal.
You're always welcome to go.
It's fine. I didn't get an invite or anything.
There is something about baseball. Look, I love basketball. I love football. You know I love those sports. And I'm a crazy person. Baseball's different. And what I mean by that is that opening day, there's this ritual. There's this family tradition. And look, someone's going to say, hey, Joe, you had your dad in your life. And, you know, your dad taught you the game. And look, you're right. And that's a privilege that I have. That is, you know, maybe something that other people weren't afforded in their life. So I freely admit the way I came up and how I was raised factors into this.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that on Friday, where like opening day for me doesn't really mean a whole lot. I'm more of the guy that goes like three games in.
Exactly.
Like, okay, it's quieter. But some people, that's their thing. That's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, and like there's just something about when you go to the game. On opening day, the weather was brilliant, and the city has been just getting kicked in the groin for about 6 years now, right? Since COVID, 5 years, whatever it is.
Well, it's funny because when you left to Hawaii, it was just like the weather-wise, it wasn't very good for the Bay Area for the All-Star break for the Warriors, but the city showed out. The Bay Area did too.
And I was so excited. I walked in Barcadero. I parked right over there near Reds Javas. I walked in with the family, and the amount of just thrilled people to be out at the game was unreal. I seen people that I've known my entire 40-something years on this planet, and it was like hugging old friends that I haven't seen forever, random people that I haven't seen in forever, fans of the show, and then just strangers. People were just thrilled to be out there. There was this jovial, like, connectivity of community that I felt. And it was like, it was palpable. And there's just something unique about that stadium. It's one of the greatest stadiums in sports, period. And when it is shining on a beautiful day like it was, and the crowd was going crazy, it was. They put the pitch clock in. That was like a 5-hour game. And it was as loud late in that game as it was at the beginning of that game. There was a million pitching changes. Verlander clearly didn't have it. No. Clearly got squeezed early in the game. The defense was awful. Fitzgerald made terrible defensive plays. Willy Adames, the amount of times I heard Crawford gets that from behind my shoulder. It's like, Willie, I'm being real. People are, you know, not that they don't like Willie, it's just their reverence for Crawford's through the roof.
Okay, let's not forget what Crawford looked like the last couple of years, but continue.
Opening day is special. It's special at Oracle Park. That park is, if I were to say that the history of the Giants is the number one, like, selling attribute, a close second is that ballpark. It is the crown jewel of downtown San Francisco. It is one of the crown jewels of Bay Area sports. It's incredible.
I don't even have to like the sport of baseball to go out there and enjoy it. You know why? Because I see the Bay Bridge. I see the East Bay. I see all the Pelicans. I see everything. The pier, all of it. Just,
the arches. It looks like it's been there 150 years.
And that's the mark of a great stadium is when you 100%. Can do that. It's that one, and I want to go to the Pittsburgh PNC Park.
100%.
Like, those are the two ones where I look at it, it's like, they just nailed it. So, both in the city.
Yeah, so the food was excellent. The French fries were great. Then we went out to center field, and this was my first time being able to use the little kid field. You know, they got this little baseball kid field, so I brought the little guy out
there. First time being able to use it. I'm just imagining Joe without a kid. He's like, man, I really want to go in there and just smack one.
Hell yeah. When I was a kid, they used to do this thing on Sundays at Candlestick where I was just aged out of it, but it was in the 90s. They're like, you could run the bases on Sunday. And my famous story is that my boy Colum ran out onto the field, even though we were like 16 years old, 17 years old, and ran the bases and slid into every base. Like, get that kid off the field. You have to be 13 or younger.
Oh,
but the amount of people that just had a great time. There's just something about baseball, man. It's just maybe I'm getting goofy here. This team is connecting with the fans. Ooh. Fans feel like they've connected back with their team. There is a rekindling happening right now. It's special to watch
because they're winning. It all starts with wins. If they were losing, we wouldn't be feeling like this. But they're winning, and we're gonna be talking to Dave Fleming, 920 broadcaster for the San Francisco Giants and our 95.7 The Game Giants Insider. Also, he's going to be live from Augusta this week, Joe. Where's the twinkle? Give it to me. Oh.
Carter, you go to a lot of sporting events. Obviously, your sister's courtside seats are incredible for the Warriors. But
he went to the opening day and the Nuggets game right after.
And I'm not trying to dog Levi's. I'm not trying to even.
Yesterday too?
I'm not even going to try to like pretend that like Chase can never be on the level of Oracle because like an indoor arena is different than an outdoor baseball stadium. How awesome is Oracle Park?
I mean, it still has the best food of any of the arenas, and it's the oldest stadium by far, which is so hysterical.
It's still gorgeous.
Absolutely gorgeous. I was just telling Sam, like, we did a whole thing in my class about how the bricks on the outside of the stadium are actually fake bricks.
Yes.
And so they do that for the nostalgic factor of baseball and, like, history of the game. It's so interesting, the whole thing.
And they've developed everything around the stadium, so it's so nice and so clean. But on a beautiful day, I'm telling you, it's, like, I don't know.
It shines on the broadcast. It shows on TV, too.
Joe, again, it's being just in there incredible.
I know. It is incredible.
And I also picked, like, the sunniest spot in the entire city to put that ballpark.
Oh, it's the perfect. There's very little wind. If you were to find that, it's Potrero, a.k.a. Mission Bay, and that whole area is the sunniest part of the city. It gets sun every day, totally. Even on an overcast day.
Absolutely. That's why it shines during day games. And at night, it gets chilly.
It's just the Giants are on fire.
Dennis and Morgan, we'll get to you guys.
Dude, they're top five in every offensive category. They're stealing bases. Yes. They're pitching. I know Duvall, pitch clock, and Duvall holding runners on, whatever, but they got two closers right now. I feel like they're really deep. Here's the best stat.
If you have two closers, do you really have a closer?
Yes, because you're going to need to, if you want to win 100 games.
It's closers, not quarterbacks.
Okay.
If you want to win 100 games, you better have multiple arms to go to, because you're not going to. Like, the most ever saves, I think, is 60-something?
62, sure. I think.
Yeah, 62. A-Rod. I was going to say 61, 62. So, like, you better, if you want to win close to 100 games, you better have two. Guys, this team is batting .355 with runners in scoring position. Think of what we've said for 5 years. Oh, this team just driving a run. They can't drive a run. That is hitting approach. That is getting better hitters. That's not playing the matchups. Yeah. That is the approach at the plate. I love it.
Dennis, San Francisco, Morgan Hill. Let's rat-a-tat-tat these. Put a bow in the Warriors conversation. We'll pick up the Giants talk.
So pumped for the Giants.
On the other side. Dennis, Your thoughts on that Hottest Warriors loss last night. What's up, Dennis?
Good morning, guys. Good show. I just think they were tired and they didn't play well. Like a lot of that has been said, and I think they were trying to force the issue with Steph, and he was there was a lot of physical contact there, and like I say, we've been saying for years how he never gets any calls. It's like he doesn't get any respect in this league, and he should be the face of it, you know. And anyway. Yeah, but this is the situation. I mean, Steph's 37. You know, Butler's going to be 36 in September. Draymond's 35. We're expecting these guys to be on their game every night, and they're older. They just went through three other games where they played their hearts out and played well. And I think they were just spent. And if you look at that game against Denver at the end of the game, I mean, during that game, I thought that they were going to get killed by Denver because they had just spent so much energy with the Lakers. And they came out, and that was a yeoman's, if you want to call it, effort, because they came out and played their hearts out, and they were tired in that Denver game. You can see it. Mm-hmm. But look at the end of that game. You remember the end of the game? They showed Steph on the end of the sitting on the bench with his towel and his face in the towel. And I think he was spent, mentally, emotionally, and physically. Totally agree. You know what I mean? He's just putting his heart into the whole thing. I mean, the guy, one thing you got to say about Curry, man, he is incredible. He puts every ounce that he has into it. And I loved what he said the other night about Kuminga. Mm. Leave Kuminga alone. They want to judge him at every game. And that was good leadership on his part. They're going to need, if they go any further, they're going to need Pods, Moody, Kuminga to do well. Otherwise, they're not going to go very far. They need the young guys because these old guys need a break.
Yep. Thank you. And Morgan, is it Morgan Hill? To wrap up the Warriors talk.
So, Morgan.
We're going to hit Giants on the other side with Dave Fleming. But, Morgan, put a wrap on this Warriors loss to the Houston Rockets.
All right. Thanks for taking my call. Before I get into my comment, I just wanted to say, I think we should give kudos to the Rockets. I mean, their athleticism, chippiness, feistiness, force on defense just really leaps off the screen. And I think if Jalen Green becomes an efficient late game scorer like he was last night, that's going to be a scary, scary team. And it actually, I was thinking about like what other teams leap off the screen like that I remember. And like, I think the Detroit Pistons are going to turn into these Rockets teams in a few years if they keep progressing. But anyways, Shafty, you were talking about playoff Jimmy. If we're, are we going to see playoff Jimmy again? I actually don't think we'll ever see playoff Jimmy again, just because that's not what this Warriors team is, and he's kind of too smart of a player to kind of play in that form with this team. And he said it with that clip you guys played, that he's going to make the right pass. So I don't think we'll ever see playoff Jimmy again. But I do agree, Shafty. I hope we see a few moments that remind us of that, and I think we'll need that moving forward.
Yeah, time and place, pick and choose your spots. To me, 5 minutes to go. If Steph's triple teamed, double teamed, not having it, yeah, let's go, Jimmy. Let's go.
All right. Talked Rockets, talked Warriors. We can get back in that conversation, 888-957-9570. But on the other side, we're going to talk some baseball and some Masters talk with the voice of the San Francisco Giants, Dave Fleming, here on The Morning Roast. It's going to be brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims.
Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't know
That's
what
a tough
they do.
Scene right there.
I don't know what they do in
Boy,
that
was
corner.
He full on that one.
I don't know what they do with the net being up like that. Like, honest to gosh, he's really lucky he didn't break his neck.
Scary. Scary moment. Like, and that's
one of the best catches I've ever seen down the line.
And then obviously the off there, that long delay, and then you get a single and then it's over right after that. So it's like it's a great play, and then like you lose all that momentum that you build after that. So I'd say a lot to say. I'm glad he's okay. Hopefully he's okay. And but overall, huge, just another win. All this team does is win, no matter what. I thought you were going to come back with that.
They really haven't gotten anything really outside of the home run from Lamont Wade Jr.
No.
They haven't really gotten a whole lot from Adames, though he's had a couple clutch hits. Jungwoo Lee's on fire. Mm-hmm. I mean, just absolute fire. Elliot Ramos on fire.
Wasn't his game yesterday that Chapman's been good?
Yeah.
He's been spraying it around.
Yaz has been on fire. Yep. Matos has been on fire. You're getting contributions from the outfield. Can you get something from first base? Mm. Can you get something from the shortstop? Like, that's the craziest part of all this. You're on a, you know, tear right now. 9-game hitting streak for Ramos. You're 8-1, and you're not even firing on all cylinders.
Well, that's the thing in all this, and as much as we're going to talk about, and trust me, like I keep seeing this from a lot of Giants fans, like, oh, you know, it's funny, actually, because if you're on social, you see like MLB posts or you see John Boy Media or whatever, like the big talking Bleacher Report. Oh, now you're talking about the Giants. Wow. So-and-so must be mad at you for posting Giants content because all it is Padres, Dodgers, Yankees. I get that. You know what, Giants fans? That's fine.
Just enjoy it.
Just let them do their own thing.
Just enjoy it.
Sneak up on everyone because you know what? That's what happened in 2010. That's what happened in 2012. And that's what happened in 2014. No one talked to you about you until they had to talk about you, and that's what you want to do when it comes. It's baseball again. Like that's what it's always going to be in baseball. It's not going to be like it is in basketball, where it's Steph and it's LeBron. No, it's two teams. Literally, that's all they're going to post about. It's the Yankees and the Dodgers. Get used to it. And really, I don't care because I keep seeing all the local highlights. And that's all I care about. I see the Bontes of the world on NBC Sports Bay Area. Dave Fleming is going to be joining us here in a second. Voice of the San Francisco Giants. I see him being fired up about this team. And how could you not be fired up right now? Just given the, like, we're talking about, you know, don't be a stranger. And we were kind of poking fun at it, right? When it came to Larry Bear, CEO of the Giants, who joined us a couple months ago, right? You know, don't be a stranger. And we were poking fun at it. But no, it's true. Like, I think you saw in the opening day weekend, there were not a lot of strangers. There was a lot of familiar faces and a lot of different, and you were talking about, and I didn't even mean to bring up that word, but strangers. You were talking about just saying hi, yeah, being excited. And
the optimism's back.
The camaraderie of a baseball game is so much different than it is a football or a basketball.
Totally agree.
Especially basketball, where it's more just like, I hate saying this, but it feels more corporate than anything now these days.
It can be a party, though.
It can be a party. It depends, right? It depends on the type of games that you're at.
I've been to many Warrior playoff games that felt like a giant party from the beginning.
Different.
Regular
season's different. It matters about the opponent. Sure. Like if I'm playing the Atlanta Hawks, right?
Well, a regular season NBA game can have ebbs and flows.
Right.
Your crowd could start off hot, and then the team plays terrible, and then it's just ho-hum the rest of the way.
And football's different. It's an all-day event. You're leaving the tailgate.
Everyone's liquored out.
Exactly. So much different. But baseball, that's the true family game for me still, right?
Yes.
Like, I can go with young Benjamin, baby Nora, have a good time, chill, and just, you know, enjoy a baseball game. And it doesn't have to be, you know, oh, we're stuck in our spots. No, let's walk around. It's a beautiful day. You got baby LJ.
That's what we did.
He's not going to stay in the spot the whole time. He's going to be kicking. He's going to be rustling. I want to move around.
Well, that's why we went club level. Up in the club level area, you know, you could put the stroller, right? And then we put it on the side of the glass. And we were all the way in the corner down basically against the right field wall, first base side, 202. And it was great. He was able to, like, walk around. And I could watch on television and still watch the game. And there's seats and tables and stuff to, you know, have the food and still be able to, like, have two hands to grab him so that he doesn't get trampled by somebody. It was a lot of fun. And then we did our laps. You know, you got to do your lap.
You love doing
center field.
You love getting your laps in.
Hey, there's something about that cable car in center field. When you're in your 20s, it's a party zone out there.
Party zone, yeah.
It really is.
Not in your 40s or 40s. You can go party out there, Joe.
Then you bring the kids out there and the Coke bottle, and the kids were going crazy. Not mine, but other kids going crazy up and down the Coke bottle. The bleachers, people were getting sunbaked.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You get burned out there,
for
sure. Oh,
yeah. Friday was as beautiful of a San Francisco day as I could even come up with.
Well, I always tell people, even if it's not sunny out in the bleachers on a day game, it's foggy, you got to wear that SPF anyways.
100%.
Because you got all those rays. You absorb them right now. I need some right now. I still look like a vampire. And beach season's upon us, Joe. And a boardwalk season. Shout out Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. I got to get some sun out there. So maybe I need to be going to some Giants Day games here.
It's when you take a lap, you go off the arcade and right. You go all the way around. You go past Tony's Pizza. You hit the cable car in center. You go around behind all the concessions.
Hey, you had your cheeseburger. Anything else? What do they have?
The chicken tenders.
Okay.
We did the Ghirardelli ice cream.
Okay.
Oh, my God. We went and got the ice cream. And the little guy, I got videos of him as I'm putting the scoop of the ice cream.
Hot fudge on there, too?
No fudge. She was like, she didn't even want me to give him the ice cream. We're at a baseball game. He's 1.5. He better be eating ice cream.
Hey, that's a good dad right there.
Right?
I'm team Joe.
Here's the best part.
Michelle, sorry.
We had gloves, and as we exited center field to walk back toward the Embarcadero, me and Charlie, because I gave Charlie a ride home.
Charlie.
He's a 13-year-old. We were playing catch the whole way back. There's nothing like bringing your glove and playing catch walking along an Embarcadero. It's an all-time feeling.
You always got to bring your glove to
always.
The game, right? Yeah, I'm trying to teach young Benjamin right now. He's a lefty, so it's a different thing. I'm not used to it. So I'm trying to, you know,
everything
teach him.
Everything is in the mirror.
Everything, exactly, right? Or follow Phil Mickelson, right? Actually, that's different. No, he does swing right. So there's a little bit of ambidextrous.
No, you want to reverse
nature.
That. You want him to throw right, hit lefty.
Well, but what if he throws left and he's a pitcher?
Well, see, if he throws left, we're good.
I think that's what he does. He throws
but
left.
You want to hit left.
But I know, but he hits right. See, but his Uncle Mikey was like that. See, I think that's where he gets it from. My brother, he threw left, but he hit right.
Yeah, you know what we call that?
What?
The Ricky Henderson.
Okay.
It's very rare.
It is very rare.
Yeah.
All right. And you can't do that if, like, you're a certain position on the field, right? Where you're throwing left. What is it? You can't be the shortstop that they're the.
Well, you don't really have, like, infielders up the middle who are left-handed. You don't really have catchers that are left-handed.
Rare, right?
I mean, and literally,
ever.
You can get away with it.
Literally, exactly. It's just
yeah.
The little. I love those little things, though. Like, because that's interesting to me. Like, because a quarterback's that's the thing, right? In football, there's these little idiosyncrasies where it's just like, you can't really do that. It's not acceptable.
A left-footed kicker.
Thank you. Right? Just can't happen.
David Greenacres, Joe Nedney. The Niners had all of them.
Was it? Is Young Wei? Is he a lefty? Young Ho? I don't think so. He's not? Okay.
No.
I think he's out there, by the way. No. If you want to. Jake Moody's not.
The Grammaticas.
Yeah, he's going to start leading. Just keep going.
All my lefty kickers.
There you go.
One of the, is it Morton Anderson? Not Gary. Gary was right-footed. I believe Morton Anderson was left-footed.
And then we got some lefties, obviously. The most famous, Phil Mickelson, who's won at Augusta a
Brian
time
Harman.
Or two. Thank you. He's won the Claire Judge.
Speaking
obviously.
Of a lefty, who he bats switch, but they've gotten really nothing from Patrick Bailey offensively. They've gotten really nothing from Lamont Wade Jr. offensively. Adames has had some clutch moments.
Moments.
But, you know, I think he's pressing a little. They're on a big win streak here, and it's just back-to-back sweeps. And really, it's not like you're firing on all cylinders.
They're 8-1. They're at the top of the National League West.
God,
the Dodgers are 9-2. The Padres are 8-2. But the Giants are 8-1. And that's best for the best winning percentage at .889 in all of baseball. And now, to talk about them, is Dave Fleming joining us here on the River Islands Guest Line. And it's brought to you by Rafael Lumber and Building Supplies, serving contractors, homeowners, and the community in Marin for over 50 years. Visit their showroom today. Dave, good morning to you, sir. How about this team, huh? 8-1. No doubt at the start of the season. You're like, you know what? I'm feeling an 8-1 start and a sweep against not only Houston and Seattle. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Yeah, it's fun times. I don't know that I did see that coming, but I told you all before opening day that I expected this to be a good team, and they had a nice thing going. And even when we talked, last week before the home opener, what a great road trip that was, and how it seems to have built already like a chemistry with the team, and not just chemistry, but a belief that hey, we have a good group here, and it's not all on any one individual. I think what you guys were just talking about there before you brought me on is true. Like, there are a bunch of players who haven't gotten off to good starts. And I think it's a testament to how the Giants are constructed that they don't need contributions from everybody. They're deep enough to where they can survive that. And where those players who are struggling don't feel the weight of the world on their shoulders. Like, hey, yeah, my teammates got me. I'm good. That's a pretty good feeling early in a year.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And like, I think the Willy Adames acquisition is like a headliner acquisition, and obviously Posey and all these other things. Normally, Elliot Ramos would have been under tremendous scrutiny coming into this year, right? Like, wow, first Giants homegrown all-star in the outfield in 30-something years. Jung-Hoo Lee, the high-priced free agent from a year ago, and he got hurt and he barely played. Both guys came into the year just kind of flying under the radar, and they've been outstanding. And then I look at the other outfield spot, the Matos and Yastrzemski contributions have been tremendous. Their outfield production right now is through the roof.
Yeah, through the roof. Like, the outfield is carrying the offense at the moment. And, Chapman's gotten off to a nice start. He's done some good things. Adames has had some big hits. Wilmer, I don't know where you put him, what category you put him in, but obviously Wilmer has done some awesome things. But it's been the outfield. The outfield, you're right. And I think it's a good point that those guys would have felt more pressure without Adames, some of the other stuff that got a lot of the attention during spring training. And so maybe it did allow those two in particular, Ramos and Lee, to just focus on being prepared for the year, not worrying about, what's the bar, what's the expectation level. Because both those guys have been outstanding. I particularly Ramos, I think Ramos is now in my mind, like, I think we kind of know what we're going to get. He's not going to be running a 400 on base percentage. He's not going to take a ton of walks. He's an aggressive hitter, but he's going to hit the ball hard. He's going to hit for power. He's going to spray it around. He's shown some two-strike hitting ability. He's hit right-handers, which is really encouraging, because last year, the thing that scared me the most about last year was that so much of his damage came against lefties, and it's hard to be an everyday guy if that's the case. And this year, we've already seen him with a lot of his power production against right-handers. That's a really good sign. But not to discount Ramos, Jung-Hoo Lee's been awesome, just awesome, and a total energizer for this team, playing on both sides of the ball, really playing well out in center field and playing without fear of that injury, looked comfortable at the plate, good take, confident, very excited about where Jung-Hoo Lee can go from here.
Talking to Dave Fleming here on the River Islands Guest Line, voice of the San Francisco Giants. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line, this is a time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop. And Dave, you just mentioned it there. Jung-Hoo Lee Which brings me to this conversation, speed right now. I know it's early, nine games in, but Giants are sixth right now in all of baseball in stolen bases at 12. Talk to me about that different, you know, dynastic, you know, little part of this team right now. The speed, we have the power, but I haven't seen a Giants team with speed in I don't know how long, like legit too. Like I know that they've had players that are fast, but top to bottom where I'm looking at like, hey, you know what? I got Jung-Hoo Lee. I know Chapman can run a little bit. I know I got Tyler Fitzgerald. Like that aspect for this team and where it can go further, talking about, you know, getting players on base and then moving them over. And I've been seeing that so much more too. I know Joe likes to talk about it. Just runners on second and third, less than two outs. Wow, we can manufacture runs again. Talk to me about that and the that new element for this team, speed.
Yeah, play the game. You know, play baseball. Play the game. Get a run across against a good team. Get a lead early. Changes the dynamic of the game. Changes how both managers manage. Changes what relievers you see. You know, I think that kind of stuff gets hidden if all of your analysis comes in like the macro, the big picture, you do lose sight about how one game changes the way that it's played based on getting a run or two and having a lead at a certain point of the game. And, you know, I thought there was a huge play yesterday in the game, and I don't know, I haven't read the game stories yet this morning. I don't know if it got mentioned. But Luis Matos was playing left field, and Camilo Doval was really struggling, and that double goes down the left field line, and Cal Raleigh, who's, you know, he's a catcher, he's not fast, but he's not the slowest pitcher in the game. And if that ball goes to the wall, Cal Raleigh scores, it's 5-4 Mariners, and the Giants see Andres Munoz in the bottom of the ninth inning, not the guy that they saw. And Andres Munoz is a monster, and the game is probably over, and we're not talking about 8-1. But Matos cut that ball off, and I think, you know, I'm giving him credit for an excellent defensive play to keep the game tied, but I'm also making the point of, like, that one run that the Mariners didn't score came to the Giants' face and changed their odds of winning that game dramatically, in my opinion. And I think that's where the, quote, little ball, small ball manufacturer run can be underrated. I think it can change the way you play game to game. The other thing about what you're talking about speed is, and I didn't update this the last day or two, but as of, like, Friday or Saturday, the Giants were, by Fangraphs or one of those that I look at, the number one base running team in the game. Number one. And they had gone first to third on a single on all but one of their opportunities this year and scored from second on a single on maybe all but one or two in the first week plus of the year. And so it's not just base stealing. I mean, the base stealing number shows up and it's obvious when you look at it. And it's easy to see, but this has been an outstanding base running team so far, taking the extra base, almost always scoring on those hits when you're at second base. That makes a big difference.
And no doubt, and you're putting pressure on a team, like even on a simple base hit, you got to field it cleanly, you got to throw through, it's got to be accurate, the catcher's got to make a great catch and a great tag. Like, you're asking a lot, even though they're in the bigs. And I feel like their late-game heroics, like, there's just so much new and fresh and fun. Like, Verlander does not pitch well the other day. I thought he got squeezed a little, but he didn't pitch well. And that game was going back and forth. Late-game heroics, they find a way to win that one. Even yesterday, you give up a couple early. You know, Jordan Hicks was really up in the zone, and you find a way to win that game. Then I find out that there's this BMF belt that they've got in the dugout, right? And Jung-Hoo Lee's got this championship belt. This team feels very resilient, and they feel very connected and very human, which I don't think I could have said about this team in years past, whether it's their reactions to Fitz scoring the other day, Mato scoring, they're pouring out of the dugout. Like, there's a bond that's forming, and I could feel it from the fans into the players and back and forth. Like, Dave, you're with this team. Can you feel that same thing?
For sure. And, you know, some of it is just how you build a team. And look, I'm trying to think of the examples of the short-term players we've had here over the last several years. A lot of them are really good guys, and care about their teammates. I don't want to paint the picture that Michael Conforto and Jorge Soler and these guys who came and weren't here for long. I mean, those guys signed multi-year contracts, but, you know, the one-year prove-it type, the Gosmans, the Rodons, the, you know, those type of players, a lot of those guys were good teammates and cared about each other. I don't want to say that those that the issues that are happening now just didn't exist at all back then. But I think there is a difference when you have a roster that looks around the room and says, hey, you know, we can be together for a long time. We can be, this is our team now and for a while. And I think that's what you got going on now. And there's a trust of, like, we're not on a short leash. We can do this. This isn't an instance where we have to prove ourselves every single day, where we're playing for contracts, where you want that motivation, you want competition, you want all those good things, but you also, I think Buster really values the continuity of a team that knows it's going to be together. There will be moves. There are going to be guys sent up and called up and sent down and whatnot, but I think for the most part, this group knows this is our team, and that's a pretty powerful thing.
Talking with Dave Fleming, Giants broadcaster here on the Morning Roast with Pizzoni and Shasky. Just Giants are red hot right now, 8-1. And through all this Warriors talk, Dave, because obviously we're the home of the Warriors, there's so much, but like we're getting people calling in all the time. It's like, man, we got to talk some Giants right now because what they're doing this to start the season, we haven't really seen in quite some time. And it feels different. Like Shasky was at the ballpark. We had a lot of people here at opening day. Like obviously the ballpark's going to pop and it's Giants opening day. And that's always special. And the weather wise, it's just been unbelievable. But now, you know, like with wins comes expectations and they got to keep winning for us to be engaged. But part of that is just the approach at the plate for me just looks totally, I'm not going to say different because they do have some people from last year to this year. And, you know, Bob Melvin going through all those years in Oakland and Farhan and just getting on base. But the approach, have you seen anything different from your vantage point up in the booth this season compared to last?
Yeah, I think it's a little less focused on. Yeah, every hitter, the way Pat Burrell put it to me was in spring training, I thought this was really a good way to think about this. Like, it's easy to say get a runner over or get him in from third. But what Pat wants these guys to focus on is being aggressive with a specific game plan in those situations. Like, okay, I need to get a ball in the air so I can get a guy home. What's the pitch that I'm looking for to get that ball in the air and be ready to attack that pitch? And so instead of, like, maybe a more ambiguous – and I think the Giants have good hitting – instruction here for a while now. They've had a lot of talented coaches over the last 5+ years on the hitting side. But I think there is less of an emphasis on, like, working the count and drawing walks and taking pitches and more of an emphasis on, like, a specific aggressive game plan to accomplish what each at-bat requires. And it's not just a get the guy in with a real plan for how to do it and being aggressive in executing that plan. And I have noticed that. And I, you know, yesterday's the absolute perfect example, the Wilmer Flores at bat. Wilmer comes up to the plate against the guy who throws 100 and he's been sitting on the bench all game. But what are you trying to do? Like, you're not trying to hit the ball over the fence. You already got the guy in scoring position. That's the winning run. Like, you're trying to find a pitch and look for a specific pitch. Can I get the barrel on the ball and hit it up the middle hard? And that's what Wilmer was looking for. He got it. He did it. Game over. Like, it's never simple in this game.
No.
But it becomes a little simpler when you approach it the way the Giants are approaching it these days.
No doubt. There's so many little things I want to get into, you know, holding runners on, the high leg kicks from Camillo, just mixing things up. But he's been really good. I don't want to dwell on it. He's been really good, and I'm glad that they got out of that game with a win yesterday because we'd be talking about him today. But I want to get into the ninth inning, the Victor Robles play down the line. When they used to have the bullpens on the field, I remember Dustin Moore fell over one of the pitching mounds trying to make a play and almost – blew his knee up, and it was like, all right, we've got to kind of like reevaluate where these pitching mounds are. And it took a long time for them to finally put him into center field and reconfigure the field. What do you do with this netting that you have and that play? I mean, he's lucky he didn't break his neck. I hope he's okay. It's a hell of a play. I mean, one of the best plays I've ever seen down into that corner. Do you put padding up? I love that we have the nets up. I bring my little boy. I don't want to have to think about every single pitch worrying about his safety, because even if I'm paying attention the entire time, you turn for a second, I mean, you could kill someone sitting in those front rows with a foul ball, especially off a lefty down the third baseline or a righty down the first baseline. But seeing a player land in that area, I know it's super unfortunate. It's super random. What do we do with that, Dave?
I don't think there's a – I think it is – it was a random enough event. Now, it was a tremendous play, great effort. I don't want to tell a guy not to do that. But I don't think – I think those nets in as a whole have been a player safety plus. Like,
totally.
You see a lot of instances – of a player using that net to sort of cushion a fall, or you make a catch and kind of lean in and balance yourself off the net. We haven't seen a lot of guys just Superman into the net like he did. And, you know, look, I applaud him for a tremendous effort, an amazing effort. But I don't think we need to tweak what those – I think the nets are fine. I hope he's okay. I think as a whole – they're a net. I don't think there's anything about, I mean, if the net doesn't exist, if you don't have the net there, does he jump over the wall? I doubt it. Does he try to lean? You know, maybe players do need to reconsider, like, the full on, the net is my safety blanket and I can whatever I want there. I don't know. That's a hard one, but I think I wouldn't blame the Nets.
No, I'm not blaming the Nets. I think what I want is maybe that wall is a little taller, and so instead of him at like waist length running into it, maybe it's another couple of feet and he shoulders the wall there, as opposed to, you know, getting kneecapped. You know what I'm saying? Like that. I want the Nets to stay. I want to make that very clear. The Nets are a net positive.
Yeah. I didn't even mean to do that. You know, remember when Petco first opened, they had like a 3-foot wall.
Yes.
And it was horrible. Like, guys kept getting tripped up, and it would, you know, it really would kneecap them. It was terrible, and they finally fixed that. It's still not perfect there. So I think that is a worthy topic. Like, consider can you heighten that, raise that wall just a little bit and make it a little safer? I say that's worth considering. But overall, I think it was more of a fluke play.
All right, Dave. I think I hear that twinkle. Where is it? Oh, there it is. All right. We know you're going to be on the call. ESPN, Masters Week. We got a degenerate gambler in the back. Not myself, of course, or Joe Shasky. I'm going to throw Carter, our producer.
But I just can't quit Jordan Spieth. It's like Fred Couples. I will forever.
Not the big boys.
I will forever say Jordan Spieth, top three finisher.
Who are we sleeping on heading in to the Masters, Dave Fleming?
The music does sound good, doesn't it?
Oh,
it does.
So good. Magnolia Lane.
I was looking at, I pulled up, you know, first of all, it's goofy to look at the world golf rankings these days because they're just so different with the live guys. You got to turn that music down. I can't even hear myself now. I looked at the world golf rankings. Sepp Straka stood out to me.
Ooh.
As a guy who has always played well there, it seems to me. I think that the thing about the Masters, seriously, we got to kill the music. I can't hear it on my phone. It's
There's no snare in his headphone. Fleming M's headphone.
Yeah.
Fleming M. That's a 10.
My bad. Straka is a guy who makes birdies, and you got to be able to make birdies at the Masters. I like Shane Lowry on that golf course. The Masters, way more than any other tournament, is you bet or predict based on who has played well there. It is a course that favors certain players and certain styles of players. My number one piece of advice for anybody who's picking the Masters is to go off history of players there. You know, a lot of people are going to pick Oberg, and he hasn't been perfect this year, but he's so talented. He is going to win one of these things sooner rather than later. And this could be his week. I could easily see that happening. And, you know, there's always the Rory question. But, the problem with Rory is for all the early history of success at Augusta, lots of great rounds, lots of contention. Lately, it hasn't been that way. And that's hard to fight against in this tournament. This is the most, by far, this is the tournament that you lean most on past history here.
So no Scottie Scheffler going back-to-back? No?
Oh, sure. He's got a great chance. But, I mean, it is hard to go back-to-back. He showed a lot this last week. He has not been in totally great form this year. I mean, he's played well, but not at his super high standard. Last week, he flashed that high standard. So, Scheffler, for sure, if you're a two-time champion in this place, you are going to be in the mix. Serious. Like, there's a reason why Fred Couples kept playing well here. There's a reason why Ben Crenshaw, you know, way past his golfing prime, came back and won here. This place favors the guys who've done it there. Like, and Scotty has done it there. So, absolutely, he is. There's a reason he is the betting favorite. Like, he, for sure, he is going to be in the mix in this tournament. No doubt about that.
Not since 01-02, Tiger Woods to do it, and only Nick Faldo, Sir Nick Faldo, excuse me, and Jack Nicklaus to do it back to back.
Fly safe.
And this would be like, and this would be a good year to pick something like that because, I mean, let's just face it: the LIV guys are not as prepared, and so many of the best players, most talented players in the world, who played well at Augusta before, are LIV guys now. And period, they're just not in good form. Mm-hmm. So the field, which changes the how you sort of predict this thing, and if you eliminate those guys, and I'm not saying eliminate them, but if you downgrade their chances, it makes Scotty even more likely to be right at the top.
Living on an edge, Dave Fleming joining us here on the Morning Host. Dave, good stuff. Enjoy the week.
Fly self, buddy.
Enjoy the golf and enjoy Florida Houston real quick. Florida Houston, who you got tonight?
I think I'm going with Florida. I mean, okay. Part of it is I know Todd Golden real well from his time here in San Francisco, so there is a rooting interest for me. Part of it is I think Walter Clayton is just freaking amazing. Mm. I don't know. Cooper Flagg was the best player in the country.
Yeah.
And Jani Bruin was awesome, but you could argue that Walter Clayton was as good as those guys and has been in this tournament. So I think I'm going Florida, but don't count the – it's a tough call because Houston is so, so tough. But I'm going Gators to win it all.
There
chomp, chomp.
That's Dave Fleming. Hey, Dave, good stuff, man.
See you,
appreciate
buddy.
It.
Guys.
Gone. That is David B. Fleming.
Fast R, five. 95.
No. Hold on. Got a closing read there. That was Dave Fleming, brought to you by Rafael Lumber and Building Supply, serving contractors, homeowners, and the community in Marin for over 50 years. Visit their showroom today. Now we can do Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the Morning Roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Oh, you know what? I'm with Dave, though. The twinkle of the piano does something for me. I don't care. It's always going to be just like you and your dad opening day. Masters Sunday, me and my pops is chilling.
The thing that I'm going to be very sad this year is the par 3 contest on Wednesday when everyone plays with their father or their kids or whatever. I'm going to think of my dad. I'm going to get sad. This is always a great week to watch golf with my dad. Yep. And yeah, I'm going to miss him.
And it sucks that Tiger's not going to be out there with Charlie. Like, that's always a good time that I like to watch, too. Tiger Woods with the April Fool's joke of the year, saying he's going to come back. LOL. Just kidding.
Didn't love that.
you bought it for a second, didn't you?
I mean, you ruptured your Achilles. I mean, that's just, don't tempt the Twitter gods.
Fast Five, what's your final thought today, Joe? What you got?
My final thought
Sky falling for the Warriors?
No.
Over?
No. Okay. No. My final thought is this. Duke is going to have to live with that White Lotus meme for the remainder of their lives.
So good.
I mean, it could not have played out any worse for them than that meme. I mean, woo!
Foreshadowing? You haven't seen it. I'm not going to say anything. We'll
all
see.
I'm going to say is this. Cooper Flagg's so sick.
He's so good.
That was not a foul.
No.
That was terrible.
He's going to be the truth. It's unfortunate that he's going to play in Utah, though. But they'll love him in Utah for obvious reasons. What's up, Carter? What you got?
First of all, I want to say, man, Dave Fleming sure knows ball. Like, those are some great picks for his Masters pick.
I love how you hammered the phone immediately with those picks that he gave you.
I actually have already bet on both those guys. You said Shane Lowry and Sepp Straka. Sepp Straka is
how much action
10,
do you have on this?
That's going
to
say.
No, you don't have to put much because Sepp Straka is plus 10,000 odds, meaning you bet, you know, I mean, it's anyway.
FanDuel says that their average bet is less than like 25 cents or something like that.
Yeah, because they do a bunch of parlays. So it counts as that.
If you bet 20 bucks on a winner, you're getting a couple hundred bucks back. Yeah. Like, it's great.
It's great.
Sam?
Here's some fun facts about the Giants' stolen bases. So of the 12 stolen bases they have they've gotten this year, 7 have come around to score runs. Of those 7 that scored, 4 of them got on by either a walk or an error. So make mistakes against the Giants at your own peril.
Yeah, that was I'll flag on Spadoni for that play. I tried to like land the plane as best as I could with that question. Sometimes you can't land it. Sometimes you just got to circle around because there's inclement weather. And that was my question.
Who's
Dave
the
there.
Guy in New York? Come on, was the
Sullenberger?
Sully Sullenberger.
Dublin zone.
I landed it.
No, Alamo.
Sully Spadoni burger.
There you go. Not bad. Not bad.
Spullenberger.
My final thought today is no Duke, no Spadoni. I'm out. I don't care about this game. I really
name a player on Houston.
Ah, boy. I know the coach. Kelvin, not Kevin. Kelvin Sampson.
Well, that's not a player, though.
I know, but I can name the coach. That's it. There you go. That's it. Oh,
let's go Cougs,
by the way. Their biggest fan, though? Oh. Jim Nance has been in the crowd for all these. Jim Nance.
Him and Freddie Couples both went to Houston.
And they were roommates. There you go, right?
I don't know if you know that.
Did you know that Matt Stafford and Clayton Kershaw were roommates, too? Did you guys know that?
How about the video I showed you guys of Matt Stafford throwing a pass on the golf course to Bryson DeChambeau?
You didn't mention Bryson. No, Dave's got it out for the Liv guys, by the way.
Yeah, he's very anti-Liv. Well, when ESPN Plus has that, you know, PGA Tour, you know, contract, you got to stay loyal.
No one got my living on the edge joke there with the Liv Tour, but it's okay.
I got it.
Okay, you got it. That's
I like Bryson this week. The only thing I don't like is the chipping game for
100%.
Him.
100%.
I mean, when you're using a 7 iron to chip with, bruh, I mean, you got issues.
Brooks has had action a couple times at Augusta. He's gotten very close, obviously.
Brooks misses the action. Well, that's what he misses.
Well, no. He's gotten some leads
here. Got his brother on to live, and he got all the money in the world, and now he's like, yeah, there's just no competition.
Well, he's got a baby around the same age as LJ, yes. Right? So you guys, you're good.
Brooks also loves to party late at night at hockey games.
That's big okay. Time.
I don't know if you've ever seen that video.
I've heard there's a lot of fresh powder in Florida these days.
That was after the PGA Championship win, though. You got to give
him that. Okay.
That guy looks so ready.
And that's okay.
For a bender.
That was Fast 5, brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you'll get the fastest internet to all your devices. It's going to be Steiny, and get this, Grandy coming up next. The Grandy Men can. And it's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you.
Wow, dude.
Here for good.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.